VR Mobile.
N0TR Mobile from W1RPG Mobile. Hi, Tom. I'm on my way home from the Y after we had a fire drill in the middle of class.
You're on your way home from where at, did you say, Bob?
The YMCA, Powdersville, right in the middle of class, almost near the end of the class. The fire alarm went off and everyone had to vacate the building for about 10-15 minutes. One of the fire sensors, I guess, got tripped by something. Fire department came out to check it out. Back to you.
Well, at least wise it wasn't a mass shooting where they were trying to get you out. That's what those crooks do. They'll set off a fire drill to get everybody out there. Thank God that wasn't a problem. That's kind of unusual. Those things are really, really reliable.
Yeah, so so I trust your appointment. Dental went fine.
New survival school. Gosh, I don't like that. I call it a sandblaster. It's a salt blaster. That thing. Well, oh, there goes a ambulance. You come up to the corner and just turned on these red lights. Sorry to see that. But, well, Bob, I hope you had a good swim or whatever it is you do there. I got a friend that goes swimming quite often. Haven't talked to him in a long time. N4IQ. Great guy. Extremely intelligent guy. A professional engineer. But he's a real good ham operator. Do you do any HF stuff, Bob?
We go to yoga twice a week, and then another day there's a group, senior fitness, like a rotation of different stations, which is a good cardio type thing. And then other times I'll go into the general room on my own, and my wife goes into the pool with exercise classes. They got a dome. For the wintertime, they put a big dome over the pool. It's an outdoor pool. In the summer, it's really nice. So I may do the pool thing with my wife. I've been threatening to join her on that with the class there, but I haven't done it yet. But right now, I'm on my way home and do a few things around the house that need doing. Make a few phone calls, follow-up calls. So, it's a nice day. Back to you.
VR Mobile. Yeah, I'm just following a Toyota Tacoma, and he's retired, and he's a sergeant major. That's about as far uptown as you can get. That's an E9. He's Army. I see the emblem on the back of his windshield. But he's not a ham. But, I shouldn't even ask you that question because you said you were getting your receptacles put in for your amp and your HF rig. Well, I do a lot of CW. I shouldn't say that because I usually do it just for a couple hours in the evening. We go down to the basement, I call it the ready room, and I enjoy that and do mostly CW. I do some sideband too, though. If I see Summit's on the air or Park's on the air, that I jump in there and try to give them a contact. And I really love my ham radio. I have a TS-590 SG, the newer model, and then I have a ALS 1300 amp and a Palstar auto tuner and some wire antennas, Bob.
good. Yeah, well, I just have a few wires up right now, and I have a Yaesu 101D. I got that a little over a year ago. Right now, that's the extent of the shack. I want these outlets to put on a different wall in one of the extra bedrooms, reconfiguring it so we could also have a bed in there, you know, just in case my kids all want to come down at the same time. You know, we could accommodate them, you know. I'm not sure, but I, and for IQ, I spoke to him on the phone list. I looked him up, and it looks like, because I also am a member of that Swamp Fox contest group. I joined that about a year ago after someone told me about it. And I wonder if it was this fellow that sort of guided me with setting up for Ritty. My memory is not clear now on that, if this was the fellow. I see a picture. I think it was.
Eddie A. He retired not long ago from teaching radiation technology at Greenville, but wonderful guy, extremely smart, and he helped me set up for Ritty one time, but my wife don't like the sound of it, and so I stopped doing it, and I just do the CW and sideband, and it don't seem to bother, and then I check in on the VHF, UHF bands. Well, Bob, I hate to run, but you met a good one there, and one of the smartest gentlemen I ever knew about electronics and that. He's a professional engineer. But take care, Bob, and look forward to seeing you someday. Stop by and visit with us. I got to jump out and get some push water here for the car. W1RPG in 0TR 73's, Bob.
Nice chatting again, and we will chat again. Look forward to it. 73 for now. N0TRW1RPG, signing clear, shutting down.